Trent Busserton and Natalie Young have come to Sydney with Tavilrun lining up in the Gloaming Stakes. Morning to you, Trent.
Good morning, Andrew.
It ends up, we were discussing it earlier in the week, mate, it ends up being a smallish race. We've got a field of five. Give us your thoughts on how the horse has travelled up and everything like that.
He's travelled up super. He's very, very bright and he's eaten up well, so he'll present in good order.
He looks a beauty, Trent. He's raw. He looks raw, green, but wow, he's got some fight in him.
Yeah, he's sort of... bowled them along in front and on the corner. They sort of looked like they got to him, but really stretched out. And while he was still a bit green in the straight, probably the last 50 gets away from them a bit. So we're very pleased with it.
Okay. Do you think he's strong enough to go right through the spring?
Yeah, at this stage, I just can't see why not. We've obviously got to take it one run at a time, but we're definitely aiming up at the two races in Sydney, all going well, and then hopefully down there for the Derby.
Okay, well, we saw him lead the other day. You've got a fresh Waterhouse bot here that likes to probably lead as well, thinking big. Is that his go? Do you think he has to lead, Tavarun?
No, second start, he sat outside the leader and run it down on the turn. So he'll be in the first three, I'd say. But, it won't be too hard to fuel sort it out, I suppose. If he's not in front, he'll be right behind it.
A couple of runners at Kirk Caulfield. You look nice. A lot of nice three-year-olds. Savvy Yoke appears to have some talent in race one.
Yeah, although he only eight in the book, he was actually a very good run. He went back to a wide draw and couldn't tack on the back of anything at any stage and sort of only got gone when the race was over. But he had very, very good sectionals. I think he had better sectionals than the winner of the race. So he's drawn well now. He will... put him up on the speed and what seems very even horses like him showing a little bit of potential, but stepping up, I think he can get the job done.
Okay, and you've also got Louis the Legend with his foot on the till there as well.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything wrong, but he got beat in a 64 midweek the other day, so you would have liked to see him put him away. Although they were against older horses, sort of his form probably ain't as strong as a few of the others in the race.
And your other runner's obviously Rising Red. He was terrific first up in race seven.
Yeah, I don't think he knows how to go a bad race. I think he'll acquit himself well. Hard to line up. It's obviously an extremely tough field. We'll push forward and hopefully have him in the first half a dozen. And he'll find some of it, I think. But to what level, I'm not sure.
Beauty.
All right, well, good luck with all of them, mate. It sounds like you're happy with the one you've sent to Sydney in particular for us.
Yeah, very happy.
Good on you. Thanks, Trent.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.